From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Democrats call into question testimony of new attorney general. Democrats in Congress are calling on U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from an investigation into Russian interference with the November presidential election or to resign after learning that Sessions met last year with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. Sessions supported President Donald Trump's run for president and served as an advisor for his campaign while serving in the United States Senate. After being nominated to lead the Justice Department, Sessions was asked at his confirmation hearing in January what he would do if evidence emerged that anyone from Trump's campaign was in contact with Russia. He responded, quoting here, "I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it." Now, Sessions had met Ambassador Sergei Kislyak at a July event on the sidelines of the Republican National Convention and again in September at his Capitol Hill office. The New York Times is reporting that some officials from President Barack Obama's administration made efforts to make information about possible links between Donald Trump's campaign and Russian officials easier for future investigators to find. The Times story based its accounts on more than a half dozen current and former officials, some of whom they said were speaking to draw attention to the material and ensure proper investigation by Congress. Trump rejected an earlier Times report that said U.S. authorities had information about repeated contacts between people associated with the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence officials. This is VOA News. A top U.S. general in Iraq reports that Russian and Syrian aircraft mistakenly bombed members of U.S.-backed Syrian forces near the Syrian town of Al-Bab with U.S. troops just a few kilometers away. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the ground commander for Counter-Islamic State Coalition Forces, told reporters via teleconference from Baghdad Wednesday that the bombing on Tuesday inflicted casualties on the Syrian Arab Coalition, a force that had been battling Islamic State fighters in villages described as south and east of Al-Bab.
They had seen ISIS move out of the area in advance of the, as the regime and the Turks advanced. The ISIS fighters withdrew and the Arab coalition fighters advanced into those villages.
A new United Nations investigative report accuses Syria and its ally Russia of multiple war crimes for deliberately targeting hospitals and destroying vital civilian infrastructure during daily airstrikes over several months in eastern Aleppo, as Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The report covers the period between July and December when the Syrian and Russian air forces relentlessly bombed eastern Aleppo as part of a strategy to force the rebels who controlled the city to surrender. The brutal tactics worked, but the independent investigators say civilians paid a very heavy price for the extreme violence waged by the warring parties. Most of the UN report dwells on the mass violations and deliberate destructive actions by Syria and Russia in the battle for eastern Aleppo, but it also condemns some armed groups for preventing civilians from leaving the city. It calls the use of civilians as human shields a war crime. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man who's been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol has been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13th attack on Kim at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. Malaysia Attorney General said Thursday that the period under which Kim can be held without charges is set to run out and that there's not enough evidence to file any charges against him, so he will be deported on Friday. Investors will likely be paying extra special attention to U.S. stocks today, a day after record highs were recorded in trading. Peter Cardillo, a chief market economist at the First Standard Financial, says President Trump's speech to Congress combined with some good economic news led to the record close.
We got some real good economic news today, and we've been having these strings of economic news that suggests that the economy is continuing to grow.
This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.